Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Today's obituary for September 20th. Ethel Elise Hessel Anderson. On September 9th, 2022 at 7 p.m., Ethel Elise Hessel Anderson joyfully ran into the arms of her Lord and Savior. Born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on August 10, 1932, to Elsa Knapp Hessel and Hugo Hessel, she moved to Odessa in 1953 after marrying the love of her life, Ister M. Andy Anderson. A devoted mother, she took immense pride in her children, Keith Allen Anderson, Robin Anderson, and Donna Jean Anderson Fredine, as well as her son-in-law, Ken Fredine, and her grandchildren. Ethel is now in her heavenly home, joining her husband, Ister, son Keith, and sister Edith. A Celebration of Life memorial service will be held September 23rd at 10:30 a.m. in First Presbyterian Church. Death notice for Margarita Puente Garcias, Odessa. The family respectfully requests that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to a favorite charity. Death notice, Margarita Puente Garces. Margarita Puente Garces, 88, of Midland, died Wednesday, September 14th at Midland. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. September 21st at the American Heritage Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Serenity Memorial Gardens. Oscar Sanchez is officiating. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland.
This is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, September 20th. Education articles. MC Math Team wins 22 grand prize. In July, the Midland College Student Research League learned that they were regional finalists in the American Mathematical Association of two-year colleges competition and would advance to the national level. Last week, AMATYC notified MC that the college's Student Math Research League won the grand prize for the 2022 competition. The competition began last spring when teams throughout the U.S. had 18 days to research and prepare a report analyzing the costs and benefits of using electric vehicles, including direct costs to users and to the economy, as well as costs to the environment. This project included a cost-benefit analysis on whether changing to an electric vehicle for a specific usage is feasible. The MC student team based their model around the personal use of electric vehicles. After researching the costs of milling, forging, lithium batteries, manufacturing and transportation of materials, as well as environmental and economic impacts, they concluded that the focus should not be on requiring government step-ins and huge alternative incentives, but rather let technological advances in the electric vehicle industry guide consumer interests. They also concluded that the technology advances in hybrid systems will allow for more electrical usage and less gasoline consumption, thereby giving more mileage range, faster charging, and cheaper consumer options. In the email notification, the AMATYC commended MC team well-researched data points, explanation of assumption and equations, and the easy-to-understand and thorough timeline. The competition was tight this year, so you should be very proud of your students, wrote Vino Chilamathu, Student Research League Coordinator, in the email. The winning MC three-person student team was composed of Arnaldo Montanez, Jael Ornelas, and Parker Two, all of whom were enrolled in college-level math courses while attending early college high school at Midland College. Jamie Neasley, MC Associate Professor of Math, mentored the students during the competition. Greenwood ISD to offer credit by examination tests. Greenwood High School offer credit by examination tests with or without prior instruction from 8 to noon on November 2nd and 3rd. Tests will be administered on the student's campus. To be eligible to take the test with prior instruction, students must have had prior instruction in the subject or course as determined by the district and received a grade of at least a 60 in the course failed. To receive credit, the student must score a minimum grade of 70 and meet all other district requirements. To be eligible to learn credit for examination without prior instruction, students must meet all district requirements for the grade level or applicable course. To receive credit, the student must score a minimum of 80 or better. A copy of the requirements may be picked up at the counselor's office. A student planning to take the examination for acceleration or credit recovery must register with his or her counselor by October 6th. Anyone having questions concerning the test may call the school office. This is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, September 20th. Education articles. MC Math Team wins 22 grand prize. In July, the Midland College Student Research League learned that they were regional finalists in the American Mathematical Association of Two-Year Colleges competition and would advance to the national level. Last week, AMATYC notified MC that the college's Student Math Research League won the grand prize for the 2022 competition. The competition began last spring when teams throughout the U.S. had 18 days to research and prepare a report analyzing the costs and benefits of using electric vehicles, including direct costs to users and to the economy, as well as costs to the environment. This project included a cost-benefit analysis on whether changing to an electric vehicle for a specific usage is feasible. The MC student team based their model around the personal use of electric vehicles. After researching the costs of milling, forging, lithium batteries, manufacturing and transportation of materials, as well as environmental and economic impacts, they concluded that the focus should not be on requiring government step-ins and huge alternative incentives, but rather let technological advances in the electric vehicle industry guide consumer interests. They also concluded that the technology advances in hybrid systems will allow for more electrical usage and less gasoline consumption, thereby giving more mileage range, faster charging, and cheaper consumer options. In the email notification, the AMATYC commended MC team well-researched data points, explanation of assumption and equations, and the easy-to-understand and thorough timeline. The competition was tight this year, so you should be very proud of your students, wrote Vinod Chilamathu, Student Research League Coordinator, in the email. The winning MC's three-person student team was composed of Arnaldo Montanez, Jael Ornelas, and Parker Two, all of whom were enrolled in college-level math courses while attending early college high school at Midland College. Jamie Neasley, MC Associate Professor of Math, mentored the students during the competition.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, September 17, 2022. Viewpoints. Questions for the candidates. What specifically is the mayor's role? Also, please describe your vision for the city and offer three things you want to accomplish by the end of the term. Lori Blong, mayoral candidate. Successful mayors work with community leaders, members. The mayor's primary role is to give visionary and strategic leadership to the city in partnership with the city council and staff. In Midland, if we look back over generations of mayors, we see that the most successful mayors in our history have been those who collaborated with other community leaders and members. Their goal was to ensure the business of the city moved forward to the benefit of all citizens. It is the job of the mayor to evaluate the needs of the community and make sure those needs are met today and tomorrow to ensure we leave a better Midland for our children and their children. Midland is made up of many organizations, taxing entities, nonprofits, corporations, and thousands of individuals. Each of these organizations and individuals represent a broad diversity of perspectives, goals, and priorities. the mayor has the specific role and the difficult task of working with the diversity of voices to establish a vision and trajectory for the city of Midland. During my term as a Midland City Council member, I have worked toward collaboration with other leaders on issues related to responsible fiscal management, long-term water security, support of police and firemen, and improved transparency and customer service at City Hall. We have sought, as a collaborative council, to improve parks and quality of life projects around our community with public-private partnerships to encourage growth in our community. Even through all the challenges of the pandemic and everything we have been through post-2020, we have moved forward with positive momentum in Midland. As I have listened to Midlanders over these last years, I believe three priorities rise to the top in the minds of most of our citizens. If elected as the mayor of Midland, I will make these my priorities as well. Maintain strong fiscal responsibility. Midland is made up of people who want to see taxpayer dollars used wisely. As a working mom in the oil field, I know we want the city to live within its means, as we do in our own personal and business lives. We also want to see our community investments, roads, drainage, infrastructure, and city facilities well maintained. Deferred maintenance costs us more money over time, and so we must have city leadership who will prioritize caring for those essential services which belong to us all as taxpayers. Our annual budget must prioritize maintenance and responsible city operations. Additionally, while some cities across Texas have sought to defund their police departments and make police the enemy, I will always back the blue and make sure they have the support and resources they need. As mayor, I will seek to keep our taxes low and not overburden families and businesses. Establish long-term water security and infrastructure. During my tenure on the City Council, we identified and contractually secured a long-term source of water for Midland with Fort Stockton Holdings. I believe this water source, in addition to a few other sources secured by previous mayors and councils, places us in a leading position in dry West Texas to have water for future generations of Midlanders. But our job is not done in securing the water supply alone. This is a job that requires additional strategic planning and forethought. We must secure the right of way and construct the infrastructure in order to bring this water to our homes, schools, businesses, and the hospital. We need continuity of leadership during this strategic time to move forward from the step we have already taken to secure the source to now plan for the engineering and transport of water to our community. Improve transparency and customer service at City Hall. Transparency and customer service are key demands citizens always place on the government structures we elect and establish. Over the past 3 years, we have heard Midlanders request increased transparency and have responded by implementing more robust social media communication, as well as utilizing more traditional news outlets. We must keep this as a priority for the City of Midland in communicating well with all residents as the city is ever growing and changing. Another related concern we hear from Midlanders has been the customer service experience at City Hall, particularly for those wishing to build new projects or add a simple addition to their property. Before year end, we will be opening a one-stop shop for city development on the first floor of City Hall. This, combined with the pre-development meeting process already established, should dramatically benefit the customer experience for all. This is a project that is in process now and is something, as mayor, I want to see through to fruition. With Midland's population trending younger and with the many changes in our world since the pandemic, I offer energetic leadership with demonstrated results to hold fast to the priorities of our community in faith, family, and liberty. I ask for your support and for your vote for Lori Blong for Mayor of Midland. Jerry Morales, mayoral candidate. Mayor should be accessible. Transparency means no walls. Midland, my hometown, is a special place. It is made of wonderful people, both young and mature, families and professionals. Our productive oil shale brings in workers from all over the world who make Midland their home, or they are possibly here for just a short time. It is important that those in leadership positions understand the makeup of our city and provide a community that offers a solid infrastructure, housing for a variety of needs, water for today and for the future, as well as amenities for our children, young professionals, and all who live in the tall city. The City Council of Midland is made up of 7 voting members who each carry a single vote on all voting matters. The City Council members are not elected to be managers, as we have qualified managers in their respective positions, as well as 1,000-plus employees to operate the city. The mayor and Midland City Council are elected to be leaders. We lead with vision and voice for all our constituents in all districts. I like to say that Midland is one big district when we really think about it. It is my responsibility as mayor to ensure that there is transparency between city government and the citizens. The council is to provide continuous communication on all city projects, budgets, emergencies, and any area that affects our business and livelihoods. Mayor leadership also means being innovative. Doing business with City Hall should be efficient and effortless. City staff needs to be provided the most modernized tools necessary to expedite applications and requests from residents. When we constructed the municipal court building, it was designed to expedite customers with updated technology, process inmates and criminals in a safer environment, courtrooms to handle an increasing population, and areas for community service. Technology requires the leadership to be proactive to our city growth. The citizens of our community expect the council to make those hard decisions and to move our city forward in a positive and responsible growth manner. Transparency means no walls. Your mayor should be accessible. As your mayor, it is my job, as it is the city council, to always be available and listen to the concerns of our community. I highly support district town hall meetings with the city council and mayor in attendance. I will provide state of the city forums annually, and I will work closely with the other taxing entities. The seat of the mayor also comes with great perks. The mayor gets to participate in school activities, welcome new business, assist startup business, work with state legislators on major projects to better our community, and develop good relationships with our sister cities. We are always stronger in the Permian Basin when we are unifying our efforts to better our West Texas Metro. As your former mayor, I worked closely with my city council and department managers to establish a master plan on overall city development, quality of life, downtown revitalization, roads, infrastructure, long-term water solutions, and the many challenges of a growing community. Strategic plans must be updated every few years, and the financial planning always needs to be calculated to understand the costs and maintenance of all projects. If elected again as your mayor, I will, 1, be the voice you deserve, providing transparency, good, clear communication on all city activity, giving the citizens and our staff a strategic plan, a vision that is achievable through strong and effective leadership. 2, develop short and long-term plans addressing our water, roads, housing, and quality of life through fiscally responsible financial planning. 3, unify our community to work together. Leadership should engage our nonprofits, taxing entities, foundations, and associations that benefit our citizens and our city. Working in silos only slows down the process and expends more resources. I am grateful for the outpouring of support and encouragement to run for mayor. My leadership, experience, and efforts working with past mayors and city council members are sprinkled throughout the city. I'm dedicated to my community. I want my hometown to be a place that you are very proud to share stories with around the world. I will work hard and smart to give you that memory to share with others. For more information, please go to www.moralesformidland.com.
Slow walking exercise beneficial. Dear Dr. Roach, seniors are advised that one of the best forms of exercise is walking. The advice is to walk briskly for at least 150 minutes per week. There are those of us who, because of knee or hip pain or other reasons, are not able to walk briskly. Does that mean that we shouldn't bother to walk at all? I would think that walking slowly would be better than not walking. What do you say? A.S. Answer, I would agree with you 100%. Any exercise you can do that is safe and fun for you is good exercise. Walking is a great exercise for most people, and walking briskly gives you cardiovascular benefits, but walking at a leisurely pace is much, much better than not exercising at all. 150 minutes is great, but people receive some benefit at lower amounts, so 150 is normally a goal that many people work toward. Most people with arthritis in the hips and knees find that regular activity, even slow walking, helps with the stiffness and allows them to do more. However, some people find that reducing the impact on joints, such as when swimming in the pool, is better.
This is the Dear Abby column. 60th anniversary looms with no acknowledgement from kids. Dear Abby, I have a good, if not terribly close, relationship with my adult son and daughter. We speak every few weeks. They live some distance away. There's no drama, no negative angst between us. My husband and I will soon be celebrating our 60th wedding anniversary. Neither our son nor our daughter has acknowledged the occasion, nor asked if we wish to celebrate it. I assume they are somehow unaware of this milestone. Should I contact them about it? It's not like we're incommunicado or estranged, because we're not. This anniversary is a big deal to us, yet they seem unaware. I'm blaming myself somehow. Their father has been treated for cancer and is, fortunately, deemed cancer-free now. What is your advice? Signed, Ready to Celebrate in Florida. Dear Ready, your son and daughter may be so wrapped up in themselves and their own lives that it hasn't occurred to them to volunteer to host something or ask what you and their father would like. Call them and raise the subject. They may be waiting to be told what, if anything, you have planned for the occasion. If they are not available, do not let that stop you from having the celebration the occasion deserves. Dear Abby, my boyfriend broke up with me. After a few weeks, I was okay with it. Then he wanted to visit me, but I was busy that day, and truth be told, I didn't want to see him. I was going to hang out with a guy friend when my ex showed up, although I had told him not to. When I went out with my friend, my ex couldn't go in my house because I didn't want him there if I wasn't there. When I returned home, my ex was mad that we went out to eat and didn't get him anything. Was I supposed to buy him food if I didn't even want him there to begin with? This happened months ago, and I'm still furious. Signed, D in New York. Dear D, being furious is a waste of your time and energy. That your former boyfriend would force himself on you in spite of having been told he was unwelcome was rude and boorish. you did exactly the right thing by not allowing him to insert himself into your plans. I hope you are now rid of him. If he keeps it up, it could be considered borderline stalking. Dear Abby, I recently returned from an annual girls' trip with my retired teachers' group. We all get along well and enjoy each other's company, except for one fly in the ointment, who refuses to leave decent tips for great restaurant service. I'm talking $2 on a $20 tab. We all pay our own bills and tip 25% or more every time. We have mentioned the subject of tipping to her before. She says she thinks it's a racket. Is there anything we can do? Signed, Cheapskate's Friend. Dear friend, the annual girls' trip may be this woman's only splurge for the year, which may be why she's conservative when it comes to tipping. I will assume that you and the others have spoken to her about the wage scale for restaurant servers and the fact that many of them have to share their tips with other staff. Because there's nothing you could do to change the behavior of another adult, either consider your own generous tips as balancing out her stingy ones, or stop including her because she's an embarrassment. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.